Kroc on Talk Radio 570 KLIF. Coming up in just a second, the pat-downs and screenings at the airport. People are going nuts over this. We'll get into that in just a second. But first, you know, I'm back. I was out of town for 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Monday. And while I was gone, we got many email complaints. Many email complaints. About 4 weeks ago, and the complaints were about this. About 4 weeks ago, a Fort Worth council member, Joel Burns, gave a speech in front of the city council about being gay and being bullied. And I have been accused of being hateful towards gays, accused of advocating the bullying of gays. And I'm going to address that right now. As a talk show host who pours my heart out every day and is very, very passionate about things, it is a big struggle to do this show every day without name-calling or without crossing the line into personal attacks. It's very difficult to do that, especially when you're as passionate as I am. And I'll tell you what, I did cross the line. Where I cross the line is, and when you do cross the line, where I cross the line is where you attack the person as a person. You attack the person, not the thought. And when I addressed Joel Burns and mocked him in a lisp voice, I crossed the line and made it personal. And for that, I apologize. But let me also make something else clear. It is okay to mock public figures, and I will continue to do so. But when there's something sensitive about people, you know, like people killing themselves, that's where you need to have some sensitivity, and for that I apologize. Now, let me also make something else clear. I don't want to hurt anyone. I've never advocated for bullying anybody, nor will I ever, and I was bullied myself, but I don't want to hurt anybody. Now, some people are going to claim they're hurt. Some people are going to play that game, and that I can't change. But I will say this about gay folks. I've said it before, but people have selective hearing, so I'll say it again. A gay person is worth no more or no less than I am. God loves gay folks just as much as he loves me. However, I want to let you know that I am standing by my opinion 100%. I'm in no way backing down from my opinion that Joel Burns had absolutely no business bringing this bullying stuff up in front of that city council. It was not the proper form. Bullying is not an issue for city council to address, let alone gay bullying. Straight bullying and gay bullying have no business in front of the city council. It's a waste, and it's useless. I was bullied when I was a kid, and I can practically guarantee you just as much, if not worse, than Joel Burns was. For 2 years, I was terrorized by two different guys. And Joel being bullied, his story is no better than my story. His story was not worth any more attention than my story is. So it shouldn't be treated differently or specially. And I'll make it clear again, I do not condone homosexual behavior. For those who don't know what the word condone means, I don't approve of homosexual behavior. And I am not apologizing for my opinion. Now, I want to share with you some emails that I got because, as I said, we got many emails over the past several days. And I want you to notice the irony, because the same people who accuse me of bullying are bullying me.